Indoor plants are a beautiful way to brighten up your home, especially in the gray months of winter. But there can be a dark side to houseplants if you have children or if children visit your home. It is important that you know which plants are toxic to young, curious humans. Gardening expert Jessica Damiano recently wrote about the issue for the Associated Press. She said she often points out houseplants in friends' homes that should be kept out of children's mouths. I don't mind dashing friends' hopes of an Instagram-worthy indoor jungle if it means preventing harm, Damiano wrote. Caitlin Brown works at America's Poison Centers in Arlington, Virginia. She told the AP, "We get an average of 33,000 calls a year from people whose kids put different plants in their mouths." She added that the cases usually involve children under 3 because they explore their environment, she said, and they put everything in their mouths. Most accidental exposures are not serious, Brown said. But in some cases, a child's breathing, skin, and eyes can be badly harmed. Damiano wrote that she recently visited her cousin's home and saw a Diffenbachia plant in the kitchen. Her cousin told her that her young son, who had just begun crawling, had shown interest in the leaves. Damiano had to explain to her cousin that eating a small amount of the plant's stem can cause temporary but severe pain. The plant parts can cause throat and mouth swelling. The plant's sap can cause nose, skin, and eye pain. Other plants that can cause similar reactions include caladium, flamingo flower, Swiss cheese plant, peace lily, zizi plant, philodendron, and pothos. Amaryllis and its relatives, including clivia and daffodil, contain lycorin, a toxic substance that can cause a range of stomach issues. Damiano wrote that parents should teach their young children not to put non-food plant parts into their mouths. Parents should also educate themselves, she said. She urges parents to research whether the plants in their homes are safe to grow around children. She also suggests learning the official botanical names of any houseplants so that they are able to provide that information quickly to a poison control expert if needed. Not all houseplants are problematic, of course. Spider plants are non-toxic and also among the easiest indoor plants to grow. African violets, Boston ferns, Christmas cactus, wax plants, parlor palms, radiator plants, prayer plants, and baby's tears are other safe choices. I'm Ashley Thompson.